Hello and welcome to the Authority of Love. I'm Greg Williams, your host, and we're here for another Wednesdays for Women and with my co-host, Adia Wooshner, Executive Director of Kentucky Right to Life. Adia, welcome from afar. We're doing this on Zoom today, so thank you for joining us again.
Thank you very much. And Greg and I both were a little, you were under the weather, and then I had surgery, so we're operating from our Zoom environments, but this will be great.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be fine. We're excited about it. And there's a lot we want to inform you on and maybe educate, challenge, and encourage you on. So Adia, I know you like to start. You got a wonderful prayer from the Kentucky Right to Life Prayer Guide, right? Share that with us as we begin.
Okay, here we go. And it's from the Right to Life. So this prayer this today, we talked about, it's for the special chosen children. And so we just go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, please be very close to your special chosen children today. The ones with visible handicaps, you have given them a special vocation in life, a vocation of calling us and calling others to more selfless love by responding to their needs. They are remembered to all of us that we are all dependent on you and each other. Special children have a special needs. They often have urgent needs. Surround them with your love so that their needs for education, companionship, physical love, and more love may be met. Give them the special gift of fortitude, patience, perseverance, so that they can triumph over their handicaps. Help us, Lord, to remember that their handicaps are only merely visible than my own. Perhaps my own are the invisible handicaps like everyone else's we live with. Help us to remember that so that we can be your loving example to them. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Adia. I think I've mentioned to you before that my sister was born with brain damage, hydrocephalic. And so I would add just one simple thing to that. Let us understand and receive the love that they can give.
Yes.
You prayed, help us love them, but let us receive the love that they can give because it's so beautiful.
Because they love unconditional.
Absolutely.
And they are such an example of God's love because that unconditional love that they return. And then God uses that to call us more to unconditional love and selfless love. Sometimes we don't realize that we're being taught many lessons at that time.
Exactly. In his image. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
A couple of updates before we let you start giving us some more on bills. We are 642 days since Roe was overturned. We're 589 days since the last legal abortion in Kentucky.
Praise God.
And we have 8 days from after today. And this, and you're hearing of this on the radio, or if you're watching other time, but on the day this was aired, 8 days left until the veto period. So those are just some updates. So there's a lot of things that need to be done. Adia, let's start with HB 700 and SB 467. Tell us a little bit about those again and where they are.
Those are the two companion bills we've been speaking at even before session as we were coming together on these. 700, of course, responds to the public outcry that we need exceptions for abortion. Both of these do. For those that may have been victims of sexual assault, rape, and incest, 700 wraps its arms around them, make sure that they have a sexual assault forensic exam when that happens to them so that evidence can be collected. We've failed, I think, in this state many times if I look at the numbers to prosecute the perpetrators, so it calls for that piece. But it says in the mother that to bear that child, she may place the child for adoption, or she may decide that, you know, her love was so great, she loves this child despite what happened to her. At that point, it's kind of what we call special needs kids. Their education, though, by the state will be covered. They will go into a special category. So it's very, very beautiful and encouraging response rather than taking the life and terminating the lives of those children because of the sins of their father.
Yeah.
The other bill that was a companion, and we had it heard last week, it passed out of that 700's got to get heard in committee this week. So we know that to keep it moving. Okay. The other bill, of course, that passed out last week was the perinatal palliative care. That bill passed out of Health Services Committee in the House. It's now part of a package of bills that need to be called to the House for a vote so they could travel to the other side. And perinatal palliative care are for those children that may have been diagnosed through ultrasound and all the testing that we now have, that they may have what we call a fetal anomaly. They could have a condition incompatible, although that's not a normal term, but we use it, medical term, with life. They may die before birth or shortly after within minutes or hours. But it says that during that pregnancy, palliative care would be that hospitals would have this service. We only have two hospitals in Kentucky that provide that now, and we want more, that wrap their arms around those families, comes with them, makes that journey with that mom to understand what's happening, and then make a plan for the bereavement of that child. Too often when women are whisked away to another state because they at 22 weeks because they have a child that may not be live after birth, they have nothing left. But these are children that were loved, wanted, but their lives may come to a very short end. So those two are, I love them both. And a response to the public outcry that for those children or for those events, we need to terminate these lives and we need abortion. We don't need abortion for these. We need love and services. Absolutely. So those bills are, we need people to keep calling. And I have to say thank you because of your calls. Bills are getting heard. Bills are moving along, and it's very important. We got to keep baby Olivia's actually needs to be heard on the House floor. Means the whole House voting. So that's where those bills are.
Remind our listeners again of what baby Olivia is, because we want to make sure.
Baby Olivia is just it's an augmentation. It is augmenting the sex education. You know, we used to do health education in school. Then it became, for whatever reason, sex education. Right. So in that sex education information is baby Olivia, which augments that with human development. And it's just beautiful animated film. We've shown it, as I've told the listeners, at our fair booth. But please, and they can Google and look at it and see what's going to be shown in the schools. So that needs to keep moving. And there's been opposition. And why is there opposition? Because all of these pieces of legislation that we talk about are life-affirming. Yes. And the enemy of anything that's life-affirming wants to find something wrong. They fear these pieces of legislation going forward.
They don't really actually fear. Right. And they don't want to admit and honor the life that God gave from conception all the way through to natural death, as we've talked about before. And that's the point, as you just said, Adia, every one of these bills, that's the foundation of them, is to honor that life from the very beginning, from the conception, and whatever the need may be, as we've seen in different ones, and we're going to talk about a couple more here in a second, to honor that life all the way through and recognize it. And the law ought to do good. That's the purpose of law.
The laws are tools to do good, not to render harm. I mean, laws that take abortion further on to advance life, that's just the opposite of what laws were intended to do by our founders in this country. They were the intention of them is they would improve our country. They would improve our states and the welfare and being for people.
So I mentioned you got two more, and we wanted to talk a little bit about these that do the same thing. Honor that life in other kinds of circumstances. One of them is HB 272, Safe Haven Bill. Update our listeners and give them a little insight on that one.
Well, because we worked last week meeting with leadership and meeting with the chairman of that committee and the sponsor of another bill that maybe had some problems. We cleared the air. Your calls have made the difference. Calling into Frankfurt has made the difference. And this morning Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock, the Safe Haven bill with the committee sub that we requested. So we already have Safe Haven, but we needed to add another call that the fire station would have a backup call number to make the cities happy with that. And then we wanted to add that a poster like the fireman holding the child and the 800 number would be in every high school, because sometimes where is that young woman with a hidden pregnancy and not knowing which way to go?
Yes.
And those are the babies that were often left, sadly, in a garbage disposed of. Yeah. Because no one knew she was pregnant. Yeah. We want to give those women and those girls an opportunity to see that soft number, just like they would see human trafficking or suicide prevention. Well, this is abandonment prevention.
Yeah.
And to have a number she can call. So they'll be posted in our high schools.
And Adia, let me give you a quick story that highlights this, because what a Safe Haven bill does is it provides a box, a climate-controlled box at places where if they don't want to go to the hospital or something, they can place that in there and then someone will get that baby to good care. Our ministry supports a ministry in Uganda where just a few days ago, Adia, a mother who was at her wit's end, evidently, they didn't see the mother, but the ministry people that we support were walking by a latrine and they heard some crying out and they reached down in and found a less than probably 15-month-old little boy that she had just dropped into the latrine. That's a symbol, I have to say it, that's a symbol of how we disregard life in abortion. And that's part of what all these bills help us overcome, and the safe haven bill. And so that's why we're doing this. And then talk about SB 110, Adia, the child support from conception as well.
Yes, that bill made it through the Senate and it's on the way now to the House.
Okay.
Or it is at the House, but it has to have a hearing. So okay. That's by Senator Westerfield. So, you know, the bills have to cross the aisles and go through both chambers. Uh-huh. So we need a hearing on that bill. Hopefully health and welfare this week, please call to your 700 and Senate Bill 110. And okay. That, again, acknowledges what's already in law, that this is a child from conception. I mean, it basically, and that would need, if the mother was sick or needed child support, there would be the two people that have brought this child into the world, they're both responsible and caring from the very beginning.
Excellent, excellent. And it means that there will be support all the way from the beginning. That's yes. What it's doing, the very moment of conception. Now, as we begin to close out here, Adia, I know there's a two or three that you want to make sure that people also take action on and call to oppose.
Oh, yes. We call those the bad bills. I think on my alert, said bad bills are still bad bills, right?
Yes,
and they're bad bills. And that's House Bill 711. That would be extreme exceptions. Very sad because these are good legislators. They're just kind of off track here, felt they needed to file it. So House Bill 711 and then House Bill 199, which of course it's so grievous. He basically doesn't want the sponsor of the bill wants no recognition of a child. They're not human until they're inside the womb.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting. Planned Parenthood doesn't want to recognize the humanity of the child at all. This gentleman, this legislator is saying, well, they're not human until they're inside the womb. It's this entire attack on the humanity of the child. If you watch what the other sides are doing right now.
Yeah. And that's interesting because a lot of this is the backlash from the Alabama Supreme Court, which ruled that an embryo in any state, if it is an embryo, a fertilized embryo, then that it is life. That's a powerful ruling that it sets a precedent for a lot of us, and we're trying to follow that in Kentucky. There are many other bills, Adia, and I know we've got several more. We're close to time here. So there's many other bills. Where can they go, not only to find out how to take action, but a little bit more about what they say and where they are in the process?
Well, I'd love people, if you're not getting our email blast every week or every other day, we're not going to spam people, but right now there's an urgency with these alerts to let people know, call this person, call that. So if you're not getting those, please call the office or call me so we can put you on that email list that you get them. Right. And you can call our office at 502-895-5959. You can even ask for my personal cell if you want to reach out to me and talk about a little bit to have them explain. I just had a call a few minutes ago, ask me, now, what does this mean? And yeah. Explained it. So we're always ready to do that. I'm a nurse. I'm ready to speak and talk and to help people along. Or they can go to our website, kyrighttolife.org, for more information on these pieces of legislation that are very important. Right. There are just a few days left. And when we talk about the days between now and veto, there's 2 days they come back after the 10-day veto period. That's where the governor can veto or not, where they can override the veto and finish up their work. We don't pass bills in that time because the clock has run out, basically, right. On passing bills.
Right.
They will come back and there's a consensus taking. So, yeah. so eight days is a short time, but a lot can happen in 8 days.
That's why we need you to pray and to take action. Adia, you got a great quote that I think wraps us up today with all this, knowing that FDA has made some bad rulings on politics rather than science. Give us that quote and let's
yes.
Close it out here.
Okay, we'll close with that. This was Chief Justice Tom Parker, Chief of the Alabama Supreme Court. And he said it so beautifully because he said, all life bears the image, the face of God, the image of God. And to destroy life would be defacing the glory of God.
Yeah, there you go.
That should just resonate. I'm going to put that on our screen, on our computer. It's a beautiful, beautiful reflection on life.
Yes. Thanks again for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to God. God bless in Christ. You're listening to The Authority of Love.